Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from November 23, 2020 to November 27, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On November 23, here were the news. John Lennon's son says Bitcoin empowers people like never before. Cipher Trace says Homeland Security work gave rise to Monero tracking patent filings. Bitcoin faces volatility rise as futures market shows signs of overheating. First mover, near record highs, Bitcoin may have a volatile week. On November 24th, here were the news. Ethereum 2.0's Genesis Day is officially set for December 1st. Gazprombank Switzerland executes first Bitcoin trades, announces payments initiative. Crypto.com takes steps toward financial licensure in Malta. Australian investment group with billions in AUM starts investing in Bitcoin futures. IDEX plants a flag for a multi-chain future, beginning with Binance Chain and Polkadot. XRP price surges to two-year high as airdrop frenzy builds. CoinDesk is spinning up an Ethereum 2.0 node. Here's how to follow our journey. Square, Human Rights Foundation back new Bitcoin Open Source Developer Fund. On November 25th, here were the news. Digital yen would make crypto markets more lively, says CEO of Monex Group. Russian hospitalized after Bitcoin mining farm sets apartment on fire. Australia and Singapore to trial paperless trade using blockchain technology. VanEck launches Bitcoin exchange traded note on Deutsche Börse. BIS paper says there's potential to embed regulation into stablecoin systems. Bitcoin options market suggests investors preparing for all-time high. In India, a clash of digital innovation and internet censorship. On November 26, here were the news. Coinbase goes down again as Bitcoin price action, volatility heat up again. OKEX resumes withdrawals 5 weeks after freeze. OKEX sees biggest Bitcoin outflow in 6 months soon after resuming withdrawals. Russian Prime Minister pledges to civilize crypto market and prevent scams. Swiss digital asset bank Signum launches blockchain alternative to stock exchanges. Coinbase preemptively rebuts unpublished New York Times expose. On November 27, here were the news. Canada-listed investment firm sells all its Ether, Monero to buy more Bitcoin. Quick Bitcoin price recovery looks in doubt as whales move coins onto exchanges. Crypto exchange Upbit brings in withdrawal delay in bid to tackle fraudsters. Bank of Russia fields banking industry concerns over digital ruble proposal. Crypto custodian Copper aims to bridge gap between DeFi and traditional finance with new tool. Industry pros weigh in on rumors of new crypto wallet regulations. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.